All right, what's going on, fellas?
Just chilling, man. Just out here, man, enjoying the LA weather. This dude, six, just got out of prison today, so.
Okay. Well, Dub CNN, we're custom made, so it's good that you made it home, man. But wanted to kind of, you know, get into it and everything, and let the folks, I'm sure they already know about you anyway, but give them a little more insight to what custom made is all about. So tell them, before I get started, who's all in the group? Go ahead and break it down for me.
Well, it's me, Schools, you know, Six, Bluff, Element. And the Neek, that was the main five, and then we got the whole extended fam, which is S Mac, T Docs, what's that bitch name? Ooh, Lex. Max. And, you know, we got who else? You know, my man A in there from Three Disciples, you know, we got our own production squad too, which is Abstract, my man JM from THX, JM from a Denmark, and you know, my man K from Australia, and my man Finesse from Gardena. So, you know, we got the LA producers and we got the overseas producers. So, you know, we got a whole big unit, man. It's not just the starting five. You know, we got everybody, you know, a whole extended fam. So it's a good lineup, you know.
I can't complain about that. It sounds good and diverse and balanced and everything, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, Scoobs, I wanted to, I guess, kind of start off with you. I read where you said the whole bringing back the West thing just sounds so cliche, and I agree with that. But why do you think that there's so much importance placed on being the next as opposed to just enjoying the music?
Well, I guess everybody's so focused on being the next, you know, because the West Coast hasn't really had much shine. And, you know, in the past decade, you know, we've had, like, little glimpses of hope and opportunity, you know, that the West, you know, that the full mainstream focus was going to come back on the West Coast. But that's the problem to me, is that everybody's focusing too much on trying to bring the West back, and everybody thinks that, you know, we need all the attention on the West Coast. But to me, like, why does one coast have to be, or one specific region,
right,
just have to be running shit? Why can't it just be everybody from every region making good music? You know, I don't see why it has to be just, oh, East Coast is locking it down for this specific amount of time. West Coast is doing it now. The Down South had it locked for the past, you know, 6-7 years. Why does it have to be like that? Why can't it just be anybody that's dope coming out?
I agree with you, man. Well, and kind of that leads me into my next question. I can definitely hear some of those East Coast influences in your music, and I think that's a good thing. But how hard is it to be a well-balanced group and embrace both coasts? Do you ever feel stuck between a rock and a hard place, or do you feel it makes you more flexible?
Let me answer this one, man. But all of that, we sound like East Coast cats and all that shit. I'm from Watts. I'm West Coast as it is. I ain't never left L.A. County until I went to the Pen, you feel me?
Yeah.
And, like, what I can say is that, man, ain't no East Coast, West Coast sound. If you got spit, you got spit. You got piss, you got piff. You got that crack, it's that crack. Ain't nothing else, you feel me?
Okay.
Fuck all that, oh, he sound like East Coast, he sound like West Coast. No, this is just real shit just coming out our mouths, you feel me? This is get the gab. Yeah. It ain't no this or that. It's not that black and white. It is what it is, you feel me? But motherfuckers just feel like they can put a label on everything and shit. You can't put a label on custom made. That's why it's custom made, you feel me?
Yeah.
Motherfucker, this is what we do. This is us. And it's given to you from the way we see it, not the way motherfuckers want it to be, you feel me? This is see made.
Right. Yeah. I see where you're coming from. I'm just curious. Like, do you ever, obviously you feel it's like a universal, this is who we are, custom made, and going along those things. Do you ever encounter some people that have those preconceived notions like, oh, well, you got to sound like this, or you got to sound like this? You know what I mean?
Motherfuckers think everybody should sound like Game, or you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Game flow is even East Coast as it is, you feel me? But motherfuckers think we should sound like I'm from Watts. Motherfuckers think I should sound like Kill or something, or Ice Cube or something like that, or somebody from, you know what I'm saying, around that area or something.
Yeah.
No, fuck that, man. And I don't feel no pressure, you know what I'm saying, to be more West Coast or none of that.
Yeah.
The shit I spit is just as real as it's gonna get, man. And always will be.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just too many, like,
like preconceptions, man. That's what's wrong with the game right now. That's what's wrong with hip hop, is that too many people are trying to put it in a box, and that's what's holding us back, is trying to put everything in a box. Like,
yeah, I agree.
It's all about making good music, man. And if you make good music, that's really what matters. But I mean, that's really what it is with us, man. We speak in real life experiences. It's reality rap. So it's like, you know, we might have an East Coast flow or however you want to put it, but this is hip hop. Like, you listen to the music, the stuff we talk about, the music that we make, it doesn't get any more West Coast than the shit we talk about.
Yeah, I got you. And along those same lines, you were mentioning the music. Scoops, once again, I saw where you mentioned that before, that some of the music that you make is maybe over people's heads a little bit. Do you guys ever feel that in order to maybe reach greater levels of success, that you might have to simplify your music at all? Or is this custom made, take it or love it, that type of thing?
Look, let me answer that, man. Look, a lot of these cats is dummying down their raps and shit, right?
Yeah.
But you got like dudes that's like dummying their shit down, but after a while, your soul, yourself is gonna feel fucked up. Look at Jay. Jay did that, Jay been coming dummying down this shit for the longest. The dude is intelligent, you feel me? But he dummied that shit down, and then when he tried to come with that Kingdom Come, motherfuckers wasn't feeling it because he got on some grown man and some real intellectual shit. Yeah. And they was like, that shit is garbage, you feel me? But at the same time, he felt bad in his soul. You can see the way he reacted to that, and then he went back on some ignorant shit. He even got a song called Ignorant Shit, you feel me? With what's your nigga name? Bean Siegel and shit. But like, at the same time, you feel that inside yourself. It's not about what everybody think, you feel me? At the same time, I want to reach a greater level of success, but I want to do it my way.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it like I don't want to be what everybody wants me to be. Fuck the bullshit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's exactly how custom made feels. Like, you know, go over people's head. If it go over your head, then whatever, you know, it's going to take you time to adjust to it. And, you know, you might have to go back and listen to it a couple times, man. But we do hip hop how we do hip hop. This is really the only way we know how to make music. So it's like, we're going to do it our way. We ain't going to do no sellout shit. And, you know, that's what you can expect from custom made, man. We bring you that real 100% of the time, man. So it's all real. And we real musical. We real creative people. So it's like, we get in the lab. We make music, man. You know, we really put our hearts and soul into this music, man, and it shows. I mean, because we could have been done to sell out shit. We could have been making club bangers and doing all this gay faggot music that most of these cats is doing, but we ain't chose to go that route, man. You listen to all the tapes, everything we've done, man, it's all real for the hip hop culture, man, for all the real hip hop heads. So,
okay.
I mean, we could have been chose to go the other route, but we chose to do it how it's supposed to be done, man. You know, like I said on the tracks, man. It's fuck props, man. It ain't about props or being the best or whatever. I mean, it ain't about that, man. It's about making real music for the hip hop shit. We trying to preserve the culture, man, because so many cats is fucking it up.
Gotcha. Well, kind of along those same lines, you mentioned it's not about the props. I know where you've got a great deal of critical acclaim throughout the, you know, independent circuit. How important is it to be well received by your peers and labels, or is it just, hey, you gonna respect us because of what we do?
Well, you gotta move units regardless, you feel me, no matter whether you're underground or not.
Yeah.
A lot of dudes be thinking like underground rappers don't get paid and shit, or underground motherfuckers is making livings off of this shit, whether they go big or not. You feel me? Especially off the indie label like Baby Grand. But then you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's different. It's different, man. It's way different, man.
Yeah, it ain't really, you know, we like the fact that cats is like, you know, we got the critically acclaimed releases and all that. Just the fact that people is acknowledging the talent and the skills and all that. But, you know, at the end of the day, whether the critics like it or whatever, it's really just for the fans. It's really for the streets.
We like it.
Yeah, exactly, okay, man, because we're going to do what we like. So, you know, when we go into the lab to make music, man, we don't have any pressure thinking about what the critics are going to think, what the fans are going to think or whatever, man. We just really making music for us.
It's like you're a product of your environment and shit, you feel me? And it's the same with music and shit. I come out the gutter, so I am gutter. I come from underground rap, so therefore I am underground rap, you feel me? I don't feel no, I'm not gonna change in none of that shit, man. This is what it is, what it is. That's my shit right now.
Okay.
It is what it is.
All right. You mentioned about being on Baby, about how underground artists are, you know, they're able to eat and be successful. Is that, I read where one of you guys said that one of the negative aspects of being on an independent can be the financial end of things. Does it ever get frustrating, though, maybe when you think that when the level of skill that you guys have as a group doesn't match up with the bank statements in terms of you feel that you should be better financially compensated for what you do, or do you think that'll come in time and everything will balance out?
I think it does come in time, and at the same time, in the meanwhile, you feel me, we got other capers, we doing other shit, you feel me, we ain't just hitting this rap lick and just, you know what I'm saying, sticking to that.
Okay.
We robbing other shit, you feel me, we selling other shit, we, you know what I'm saying, we moving units without moving CDs, you feel me?
I got
it. But at the same time, it's not, I mean, I just got out the pen, I ain't doing shit right now, but I mean, I will be soon. You feel me? You can tell my PO that too, but I mean, at the same time, we gonna do what we gonna do, man, and whether I like it, or, I mean, whether they like it or not, you feel me? It's gonna move eventually, homie, because motherfuckers gonna see that real.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is, you know. The sometimes, you know, like I feel that the game is really not built for us, just because of what we do. You know, it's like I feel like, you know, cats really don't want to see a group like Custom Made come out right now. You know, like, it's really not, they don't really want to see a group like Custom Made come out just because of the type of music we make, man. It's like Custom Made is a threat. And it's not just a threat because, you know, to us, man, it's not about moving units or how many units you can move. Like, I hate when people say, oh, yeah, he's the dopest rapper alive, or he's the dopest rapper because he moved, you know, he went 10 times platinum.
Exactly.
You know, rap skill has nothing to do with how many units you sell. Rap skill has to do with your flow, with your concepts, with your skill, with your talent, man. So,
all that shit, all the above. Like, I say, cause I ain't about to blow regardless, because, man, if you can look back at our shit, and see it from our point of view and our eyes and shit, before certain motherfuckers was doing shit, we were doing that shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
Before motherfuckers was doing this battle rap type shit and all that, like, I say underground spit on the mainstream level and shit, we was doing that shit, you feel me? Before motherfuckers was rocking Vans and shit, before the pack came with that shit, we was rocking Vans and shit, you feel me?
Yeah.
At the same time, it's just that we got to get our timing right, man, because sooner or later, it's gonna all get in one niche and we gonna blow.
Okay, I feel you. With all the different, with having multiple guys in the group, how hard is it, you know, to deal with those different personalities? Do you guys clash on concepts or beats, or how often do you guys encounter those conflicts?
Man, to tell you the truth, like, it's the easiest thing in the world. Like, it's really nothing. It's no difficulties making music at all. Like, we've been making music together since it was, like, 15 years old, like, 15, 16 years old. So it's, like, you know, since, like, 2002, right? So it's 08 right now.
Yeah.
About the 9, you know, we've been doing this for years together, man. We go in the lab, man. I mean, it's like magic. I'm telling you, we got the dopest chemistry together, so it's like we can make tracks on our sleep. It's like having a whole house full of brothers and shit. And, you know what I'm saying? It's mad competition amongst the house and shit, but at the end of the day, it's all love, homie. It's all love. Ain't nobody mad, sour, and none of that. If Bluff wanna go fuck one of my bitches, he could go fuck one of my bitches. If E wanna have a baby by one of my bitches, do so. You feel me? At the same time, it's all bitches. We gonna all have love. At the end of the day, we still brothers.
Okay, nothing wrong with that. Tell me, what's the biggest thing you guys have learned since your first album came out?
Man, the biggest thing is just how hard the game is, man. Just how fucked up the whole hip hop industry is, man. How much politics it is, because it's a lot of politics in the game, man. And it's just it takes a lot of work and it takes a lot of effort, a lot of determination, and you have to really be consistent and be on the grind. You know, this isn't something that just comes overnight, especially for a group like us who, you know, keeps it authentic and sticks to making real hip-hop. You know, like, real hip-hop groups, you know, you don't get that coming out every day. And especially for us to come out, man, being so young, you know, in our early 20s, and to actually, you know, really be doing this for real hip-hop, you don't see too many, you know, kids in their early 20s that's trying to keep this real hip-hop shit alive, man. Most kids are hip-hop. So it's like, it's just been a lot of, like, learning experiences, man, because if you really listen to the albums, you're going to see how we've grown together through our whole career, because we put our lives on wax, man. So it's like, you know, just from everything, you know, from Element having a kid to, you know, from Paradox, you know, Paradox murdered three dudes that ran up in his crib. crib and got acquitted, to six going to prison, to the rest of us, you know, struggling to get on in the rap game and, you know, make a name for ourselves. It's just like all these life experiences build up, you know, and dealing with the politics of the rap game, man, and seeing how everything works. So I'm saying, you know, that's the biggest thing we learn, you know, just taking all the life experiences too and, you know, being able to adjust and put all this in the music, man, and really just come out on top. You know, I wouldn't change anything for the world, man. I have no regrets. You know, it's only going to keep getting better, so okay. I can't complain.
I hear you. So if you had to come up with like a mission statement of for Custom Made that summed up what you are, where you want to go as a collective, what would that be?
Shit, all I'm going to say, man, Custom Made is the future, man. We've been here, we've been putting it down, we've been doing this. Thing is, you don't have to like Custom Made, but you got to respect this shit for what we do, man. Yeah, you don't have to like us. You may not feel the music. You may not ride with us. But, hey, you got to respect it, man. How can you not respect it for all the hard work? You know, we've been in the streets doing this shit for years. And cats know us in L.A., man, because we everywhere in L.A., man. We in every hood, every streets, and we're doing it, man. I mean, cats seen us from back in the day, man, just getting out there doing the mixtape grind, man. We done moved over 100,000 mixtapes in the streets. So it's like, cats seen us, man, and just coming up as kids, man, going from all the open mics to the cyphers to the battles to the Project Blow scene to all that, you know? It's like, you can't be like, oh, they're not MCs. No, we're MCs, man. You know, we're not just rappers. We're actual MCs. And so it's like, Custom Made is going to be here forever, man. Like, they say Wu-Tang is forever. I'm not trying to compare us to Wu-Tang or none of that, but Custom Made is forever. Custom Made is the future. And that's real talk, man. We're the future of real hip-hop music, man. You know, we're helping and bring West Coast lyricism back to the forefront. And, you know, we're helping to keep it alive, man, keep it bubbling out here, man. I mean, shout out to cats like Corrupt and Raz Cass and, you know, Cali Agents and Exhibit and Crooked Eye. Like, cats like that.
Shetta.
Yeah.
Underground cats like that. You feel me?
You know,
Swatty even.
Yeah, they cats like that, they paved the way for cats like us to be able to do what we want to do, to be able to come from L.A. and be on some MC shit. So, you know, that's what Custom Made represent, man. We represent that real hip-hop music. We represent L.A. hip-hop at its finest.
Mad Lib crazy ass. I'm just saying, though, man, Custom Made is the shit, man, regardless. I think in the near future, though, if motherfuckers ain't heard about us, they know somebody that's fucking with us. Because we're going to be out there networking like a motherfucker, homie. And that's what we do. So, I mean, until then, until the future come, we just going to go our hardest.
I got you. So, any last words for Dub CNN? Tell them what the name of the album is and where to go get it and all that good stuff, and the floor is yours.
Yeah, Original Dynasty, the new LP is in stores now. You can get that everywhere. I want to say shout out to the whole West Coast. Shout out to the whole L.A. hip-hop scene. Shout out to everybody in L.A., period, that's putting it down. And, you know, shout out to everybody that's been showing us love and support through all the years, man.
Just shout out to all the niggas locked down and shit. All of them up there in fucking Susanville, the Corcoran, the Folsom, the all of the motherfucking joints. Shout out to all y'all niggas. Much love.
Yeah, man, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody that supports the movement, you know, everybody that supports real hip-hop and what we've been doing, man. I definitely appreciate that. You know, we got the Original Dynasty in stores right now. Make sure you pick up the Sidewalk Montauk 2, that's also in stores. And, you know, we got the Lost Weekend Street Cinema 6 mixtape coming soon. Element's working on a project called The Hate It. He's also working on another project with NY Oil. So, you know, you could expect that coming soon.
Shout out to Jay Sloan, who wouldn't give me a job at ASCAP, motherfucker. It's all love, though.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is, man. Shout out to Dub CNN, too, because y'all definitely always been showing us love and support, man.
CNN, much love, Dub.
For sure, for sure. All right.